This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stanford Rout in the building, eight-year NFL vet as he is every Wednesday. Stanford, how should the Texans handle Jadeveon Clowney? If you're Brian Gain right now, it's day two of the time period where you can franchise tag him. How are you handling it if you're the shot caller out there at NRG?
Man, I think that Brian Gain has a serious conundrum on his hands because obviously we see what type of talent Jadeveon Clowney is. And obviously we know what type of money he's going to command if we want to sign him to a long-term deal. But I think that there's so many other pressing needs within the Houston Texans lineup within the organization that I think that some of that money could be used to bolster the secondary. Some of it could be used to bolster the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I think that if Brian Gain actually wants to go ahead and make this a complete team, then I think that he should tag Clowney for this year and then use that money in other places, see how everything gels together for the 2019 season, and then handle it accordingly going forward. Now, if you just want to go ahead and be top-heavy with your front seven and just have a ferocious pass rush for the years to come, then, yeah, you go ahead, you sign to a long-term deal, you ignore the offensive line, you ignore the secondary, and then you just go ahead and keep kicking the can down the road, so to speak.
So you're saying franchise tagging?
I'm saying if you want to go ahead and make this a complete team mm-hmm. and actually bolster areas that you've been weak at for the past couple years mm-hmm. within the secondary and within the offensive line. But if you want to go ahead and just make yourself top heavy,
right.
You want to go ahead and just make your strength even stronger, yeah, you go ahead, you sign up to the long-term deal, and then you just go ahead and just kind of plug pieces wherever they may
Nobody
fall.
Believes this except people who are not real close to this team. Some national guys have said this. But trade has been talked about with Jadeveon Clowney.
And gain,
I don't think you and I agree on that. Do you?
If you could trade him and get maybe a first and a second or something
really?
Like that, I would maybe.
You too?
I would maybe entertain it, but I don't know that you're going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I would say that if that's the mindset behind it, that we can get two first-round picks for him, or we can get a first and a second, and we can then use those picks to pick someone in the secondary, mm-hmm. pick someone on the offensive line, something like that, then, yeah, I think that may not be the worst idea. I wouldn't do it, but that may not be the worst one because, yes, you got a nice front seven with McKinney, with mm-hmm. Merciless, with Clowney, with J.J. Watt, but you got to get that offensive line fixed. If you want to have your high-priced future franchise quarterback
right.
not getting hurt, not taking a lot of sacks, you got to find a way to protect him. And then guess what? You're going to be up in games because you now have a franchise quarterback in mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, and you got a premier receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. You got Will Fuller coming back. You got Deontay Foreman. You got Lamar Miller. You're going to have a nice offense that's going to be pretty prolific.
I'm right. with you.
You're going to be leading in games.
I'm with
so
you.
Teams are yeah. gonna, so teams are going to be doing what? They're going to be throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. You got to find a
and
way.
What, to and get where, the, are you, where are you strong?
Exactly. You yeah. got to find a way to get the ball out of the air. So you got to actually put some sort of attention to correcting the mistakes within the secondary.
And I just wonder, you know, at some point, you know, we're expecting Jadeveon Clowney to take this next step. And we think Jadeveon Clowney, we talk about single-digit sacks. We talk about all this stuff. It could just be a scheme thing. Mm-hmm. Where if he's going to take that next step that everybody thinks he's going to take, it has to be as a 4-3 DN.
Yes, of course.
As long as he's here, as long as you're using him the way you're using him, as long as he's playing where he's playing, he's going to be a very good 3-4 linebacker, but it was no mystery coming out of South Carolina. It was what he did there. It was what he did in high school.
Yeah.
He was a 4-3 defensive yes. end until the Houston Texans took him.
But see, I like this Jadeveon Clowney. Because this Jadeveon Clowney is well-rounded. Yes, is he getting 15 sacks a year? No, he's not because he's playing a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this guy against the run.
Oh,
I
yeah.
believe he's had he's one of the
GFLs,
league
he's averaging
yeah,
17
exactly.
the last
like,
3 years.
10% of run plays he's in on the play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, but so many TFLs he's had over the past couple of years, I believe if it's not leading the league, it's like second or third. I forget what the stat is. But you look at that, and then, I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game from my couch, And whenever they get in that, whatever package it is,
right,
on third down, when he starts kind of just roaming around and just kind of chooses which gap he wants to attack pre-snap, I'm sitting there watching.
You can tell the QB knows where he's at.
Like, oh, yeah.
Even when he's not making the sack.
I'm sitting there watching it from my couch, and I'm thinking, like, man.
What am I going to do here?
I know those offensive linemen are probably just, like, spinning in their heads right now because the guy is literally roaming back and forth just to see where he wants to attack. And that type of pressure that you can get with actually making an offensive lineman think on that type of level, not, okay, he's got his hand in the dirt, I got to make sure I keep him from sacking my quarterback. Where the offensive linemen have to now, the guard, the center, the tackles, all have to think, okay, where is he going to end up at? Which gap is he going to choose? Okay, now I got to find a way to block him, keep him away from getting to my quarterback.
Right.
That type of stress mentally that you're going to put on an offensive lineman, man, that is invaluable as a team. That is invaluable from a GM standpoint. So that's why, yes, Jadeveon Clowney's not getting 15 sacks a year. I get that. But the type of value that he brings to this team against the run and the pass, I think that's invaluable and it's unmatched.
Who stressed you out like that when you played?
Who stressed me out like that?
Like you lined up against him and you're like, oh boy, got to be at my best.
Let me see here. Well, for one, obviously, we all know Randy Moss. Number two, Brandon Stokely.
Yeah?
Yes, Brandon Stokely. I'm so serious.
You got to be.
I am so okay, Landry. Okay.
Good. Now I know why Brandon Stokely is. I mean, why Landry's rolling his eyes at Brandon Stokely?
Why? Is there history? Is there history there? Or something?
Deceptive speed or something?
Because he's a white guy.
I'm telling you, just like seeing Julian Edelman in the Super Bowl against the Los Angeles Rams, or Julian Edelman against every other team in the league. Do not be fooled. Because somebody doesn't go out there and they don't run a 4.2 or 4.3 40, that does not mean that they're not an effective football player.
I'm not questioning him. I'm just saying,
you're frustrated.
You say Randy Moss and then Brandon Stokely.
No,
like,
you're asking me just off the top of my head. Randy Moss is one of them. Another one, let me see here. Brandon Lloyd made very acrobatic catches. Andre Johnson, I mean, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Johnson, he's another one. But if you're asking me, like, just – for me in my game, because I played in the slot a whole lot on third down.
All right, I forgive you.
Hey, what do you know about groupie loving on the road during your time? Did you come across a lot of boppers? I'm not asking for personal stories, but there were boppers in hotel rooms, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Major.
Floozies.
I have no idea what you guys.
Yeah,
thoughts.
You do. Come on now.
Like thoughts.
Okay, let me just go ahead and say this. Anytime you have a man that's doing well for himself in any profession, any occupation, he is going to have his fair share of admirers.
Groupies,
that's
very true. Will.
And there, I would say
let's
that
just call, let's call him admirers.
And you played in Los Angeles for the Raiders, right?
Wow.
Oakland.
Landry, seriously, like, I'm offended by that.
I'm in Oakland.
Oakland Raiders, not Los Angeles Raiders.
I can't even keep up with these guys. They're going to Vegas now. Who gives a damn? The Raiders, the Silver and Black, the West Coast, okay? That's where the Rockets are. They're on the West Coast. They're playing the Lakers.
Okay.
And this is courtesy of Therese Owens, an Instagram model or whatever she is. I don't know what she is, whatever you want to call her. She put out a little live chat. And she was talking about her plans as the Rockets come to town. I just want to know if you've ever encountered any women like this.
I'm going to Tiger on Wednesday. Because Rockets player is flying me out because the Lakers play the Rockets. And I'm going to the Rockets player. Geraldine.
What?
Wait. No. What? I have been there, done that.
What? Who are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
That.
Yeah. Dude, she's just right out there.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this guy, and then I'm going to do this guy.
I mean,
and then I'm going to do this guy.
So what's your question, Landry?
Have you ever...
I really just wanted to play the audio. I really didn't have a damn question. Shout out to Gerald Green. Only four fingers, but that's enough for him to still get some groupie loving.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.